Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, on this glorious morning. Help me to speak honest words that will give your people vision, hope, and encouragement. All this and more we ask in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Christmas is a wonderful, joyful time of year, as it is illustrated in this poem. Evergreen boughs that fill our homes with fragrant Christmas scents. Hearts filled with the loving glow that Christmas represents. Christmas cookies, turkey stuffed, festive holly berry. Little faces bright with joy, loved ones being merry. Parties, songs, beribboned gifts, silver bells that tinkle. Christmas trees and ornaments, colorful lights that twinkle. Relatives waiting with open arms to smile and hug and kiss us. These are some of the special joys that come along with Christmas. Many individuals and families experience great joy at Christmas, but for others, Christmas is just another day in a cold, cruel world where the sun's light isn't melting snow-covered hearts because the light of heaven has been turned off. For those of us who are joyful and for those of us who are downcast at Christmas, it benefits us to remember that there will always be someone who would love to trade places with us. There are thousands of examples on the internet about how miserable Christmas is or has been for many people. All one needs to do is say, "Okay, Google, hey Siri, or Alexa, find examples of people who've had a miserable Christmas." Here are two stories that Okay, Google found for me where Christmas joy, light, and love from the Christ child was darkened by selfishness, indifference, and self-indulgence. A 16-year-old wrote, "2 days before Christmas, I got in a huge fight with my parents. I was so mad I decided to sleep in my car that night. The next day, Christmas Eve, I went back home hoping for forgiveness from my parents. But instead, they kicked me out and told me to take my stuff. I had nowhere to go, so I spent those nights walking around my home and sleeping on the ground outside my house, hoping to reconcile with my parents. The next day on Christmas, I watched from outside a window as my parents and relatives celebrated and opened gifts as if I didn't exist." And a 50-year-old wrote, "I had great Christmases when I was a kid, but I became estranged from my family years ago and have isolated myself from the world. I never got married, never had kids, never traveled, never lived. Now on the eve of this most wonderful of holidays, I am sitting in this dark room by myself, just like every other day, and will have no celebration. No cards, no gifts, no parties. Just another miserable day. Such terrible torture knowing you have family out there, but they have kicked you to the curb and drove away." In each of those lives, Christmas was never a time of reconciliation, forgiveness, and love. It was only a day of gift-giving and merriment without the Christ child. For them and their families, Christmas was only a tradition to experience instead of being a joyful day where the sad, dark feelings of our world, the shepherd world, and the Holy Family's world are replaced with forgiveness, life, and peace from above. But if Christmas isn't just gifts, happy families, and parties, then what is it? Christmas is the Christ's Mass, or as we would say here, it is Christ's Eucharist, where we gather in worship as either shepherds on a mission, following the light to find the good news and great joy Christ brings, or we are shepherds glorifying and praising God for filling our lives with good news and great joy because we have already let Christ into our hearts. And if we are doing either or both of those things, then we are celebrating Jesus' birth, a reminder that Jesus is God's gift to the world, a gift for us to accept and to unwrap in order to let Christ's light brighten our lives so that we can live forgiven, loving, and peaceful lives in a dark, cruel world every day of the year. And to help us keep Christ in Christmas and every day of the year, the Reverend Dr. Henry Van Dyke wrote these words. You can keep Christmas if you are willing to forget what you have done for others and remember what other people have done for you. To ignore what the world owes you and think what you owe the world. To put your rights in the background, put your duties in the middle, and to put your chances to do a little more than your duty in the foreground. To see that other people are just as real as you are, and try to look behind their faces into their hearts that are hungry for joy. To realize that the only good reason for your existence is not what you're going to get out of life, but what you are going to give to life. To close your book of complaints against the management of the universe, and look around for places where you can sow a few seeds of happiness. Are you willing to stoop down and consider the needs and the desires of little children? To remember the weakness and loneliness of people who are growing old? To stop asking how much your friends love you, and to ask yourself whether you love them enough? To bear in mind the things other people have to bear on their hearts. To try to understand what those who live in the same house with you really want without waiting for them to tell you. To make a grave for your ugly thoughts and plant a garden with an open gate for your kind feelings. Then you can keep Christmas. If you are willing to do a few of those things for just one day and believe love is the strongest thing in the world, all because on Christmas Day, the image and brightness of eternal love was born and called Jesus Christ, then you can keep Christmas alive in your heart and your life day after day. At Christmas, the Lord humbled himself and came into the world as a little baby. Mary treasured the shepherd's words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds went back to work, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. To keep Christmas alive in us, let us ponder today's mystery as Mary did, and go into the world glorifying and praising God as the shepherds did, because we have received the gifts of forgiveness, of eternal life, and of peace. So this Christmas, let us ask ourselves, can I keep Christmas in my heart and in my life as a continual daily gift of love to Jesus Christ and my neighbor? Can I keep Christmas in my heart and in my life as a continual daily gift of love to Jesus Christ and my neighbor? We'll now observe a moment of silence.